Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Burden and Blessing Podcast. This is our Word of the Week series, and I am your host today, Pastor Tom Naumann. Our word for today is righteousness. Righteousness. It's a pretty big word. It's definitely important as we study Scripture. We see it throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, so it's important for us to explore this concept of righteousness and figure out exactly what it means, because it has a lot of application for us, especially with our relationship to God. So if you look up the word in the dictionary, you would find some kind of definition like this: behavior that is morally justifiable or right. And that's not a bad definition for what righteousness is. You can see it right in the word there if you take it apart. Being righteous is being right. It's the quality of being right. That kind of behavior is really characterized by accepted standards of morality or justice, virtue, kind of the idea of being right and good. Now, the Bible's standard of human righteousness, the quality of being right, is really God's own perfection in every attribute, every attitude, every behavior, every word. So, in the Bible, God's laws, as given in the Bible, they describe his own character, and they constitute the standard by which he measures human righteousness. So, in a really simple sense, being righteous, the quality of having this righteousness, is the idea of being absolutely right with God. The bad news, of course, is that true and perfect righteousness, this sinlessness, this goodness, it's really not possible for sinful human beings like you and me to attain on our own. The standard is simply too high. It's obvious. We sin all the time. We have all kinds of qualities and attributes and attitudes and behaviors that are not right. It's within our own heart. It is too high of a standard for us sinful human beings to attain to. But the good news is that true righteousness is possible, but only through the cleansing of sin by Jesus Christ and the faith which we receive through the Holy Spirit. So we know that we have no ability to achieve righteousness in and of ourselves, but we do possess the righteousness of Christ through faith. We know this because we have wonderful passages like 2 Corinthians 5:21 that tells us God made Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him, in Christ, we might become the righteousness of God. It's really an amazing truth. God is absolutely righteous. He is absolutely pure and holy. And he also demands holiness in order to be close and be near to him, especially for all eternity. I've often found it helpful to think about God and his holiness and his righteousness using the illustration of the sun. So you think about the sun in our solar system. It's unique, especially to our solar system. It's powerful, and it's the source of all life. The sun is good. It sustains life on this planet. But we know that if we get a little too close to the sun, it can be incredibly dangerous. In fact, you'll die. And God's holiness and righteousness is kind of like that. It is a good thing. But if we, in our unholiness, our unrighteousness, get too close to the sun, it can become dangerous to us. It's not dangerous because it's bad. It's dangerous because it's so good. And so there's kind of this paradox. And we know that it's really our badness, our evil, our unrighteousness that makes us unworthy to be so close to God's goodness, to be close to his righteousness and holiness. So it really is an amazing thing that Jesus has exchanged our sin for his perfect righteousness on the cross so that we can stand before God and his holiness in our own holiness and in Christ's righteousness, because he won that on the cross for our sins. It's the holy righteousness of our Lord Jesus. It means that we are declared righteous in the sight of God. We are justified. We are accepted as holy, treated as righteous by God on account of what our Lord Jesus has done for us. He was made sin and we are made righteous. On the cross, Jesus was treated as if he were a sinner, though he was perfectly holy and pure, and we are treated as if we are righteous, though we in fact are defiled and depraved. What an incredible miracle that is, and what a blessing to know that we have Christ's righteousness. In fact, we read in Isaiah 61, verse 10, that we are clothed with the garments of salvation. God has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. We have been robed in these perfect robes of Christ's righteousness that make us worthy and holy enough to stand in the presence of God in all eternity. So what a beautiful blessing that is. What a great concept that God has given us in this awesome word, righteousness.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.